America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is absolutely incrinculent. That's all I have to say right now. 4 o'clock's the deadline. What will the Steelers do? I think it's a major issue. God bless me. Not a minor issue. You can augment a team that's in the mix here. The question is, at which position is now your priority? Jerry Dulac writing yesterday that it might not be receiver that they're looking at. You and I talked about, and Pomp talked about the defensive line yesterday, oh limitless wonder. Could I interest you in a gently used Chase Young? He's the fifth best player on the trade market, according to USA Today. Could I interest you, perhaps, in a Calais Campbell? How about that? Six-time Pro Bowler outpacing all reasonable expectations for the Dolphins, posting the fourth-best pass rush win rate, I know you love that stat, of all interior defensive linemen through 8 weeks. Are we thinking about this right? Would you rather have a defensive lineman? Larry Ogunjobi, by analytics measures, not having a great year. Keanu Benton's kind of been up and down. Cam's been unbelievably great. PFF says he's the best player at his position in the whole league. But that's it. And if you include Ogunjobi as a disappointment, that's what you have on your defensive line. They got run over by two teams that can't run. The Giants and the Cowboys on their home field. It begins up front. If you believe, as I believe, little wonder twin, and you're growing up every day, and I'm damn proud of you.
Thank you. Good morning, Joe. I hope you're well.
I'm doing fantastic. If you believe that games are still won up front in the NFL, and that they're actually won up front more on your defensive line than anywhere else, and you can look at any Super Bowl winner you want of late, almost all of them have had destructive players, destructive lines up front on defense. That's where you wreck games. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not even saying I'd rather have a defensive lineman. But now I'm starting to think, when I see some of these names on the market and I look at the Steelers' situation and I look at their schedule down the stretch and I consider the fact that the Giants and Cowboys both ran on them with running backs whose names I've forgotten already, I start to wonder, will they be more interested in somebody up front on defense? And should they be? Should they be? Dalvin Tomlinson, another guy mentioned in this story, he's a defensive tackle for Cleveland. Described as such, a formidable presence on the interior who helps control the line of scrimmage while disrupting the passing game. I mentioned to you about Calais Campbell, what he does, what he's been doing for, I don't know, Did he come into the league when Mulsey had hair? I think he did.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, he came into the league like 18 years ago.
Like the 90s. Like.
Yes. And then Chase Young. What about him? I haven't looked into the analytics on him, but as it says here in the description, the 25-year-old former NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year hasn't recaptured his peak form, but he still shows enough of a spark, including a six-pressure performance in the opener, for a contender to take a flyer on him.
He's still only 25?
What if, yeah, can you believe that?
Seems like he's been in the league for 7-8 years.
Feels like he's older than Ron, who I got asked about on multiple occasions in my mailbag today. How's Ron? What's Ron up to? People miss Ron a lot. Did you know that, Limits? I don't think so. I think I'm a nice person for considering Ron. Listen, man, one injury on that defensive line and you're in a lot of trouble. And last I checked, as great of a year as he's having, Cam is still 35 or whatever he is right now. How does the second half of the year go? I don't know. Hopefully great. He's been legitimately great. Again, Benton up and down, Ogunjobi disappointing, and zero depth, none whatsoever. So that, to me, is a position of keen interest for the Steelers. And man, I wouldn't mind Calais Campbell or a Chase Young coming in here. I don't know if Cleveland would trade within the division, speaking of Tomlinson. But that interests me. And then we move on to the receivers. I woke up this morning and said a thank you prayer that today is the last day we'll have to talk about the Steelers acquiring a receiver. Oh, who am I kidding? If they don't acquire one, it's all we'll be talking about the rest of the year if they fall short in the passing game against one of the good quarterbacks in the AFC.
Andy Isabella wasn't good enough for you?
No, I had an Ann Isabel. Wonderful person from Potomac, Maryland, Limits. I used to ride a big wheel down her street. It's unbelievable, actually. It was a dead-end street. Is a dead-end the same as a circular thing, a little island?
The cul-de-sac.
The cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
Used to get on the big wheel. She made me wear a helmet. All my mother's sisters, extremely paranoid. Aunt Viv once attacked by a squirrel in her house.
A lot of good Aunt Viv stories.
Yeah, which is where my fear of squirrels came from. Aunt Isabel had me wear a helmet. But I'll never forget some of the greatest times of my life. She lived at the top of this place. It was a big hill going down and then a cul-de-sac. The feeling of being on that big wheel, going down that street in Potomac, Maryland, nothing like it, Limits. Top five feeling of all time.
When we redid our driveway, I was riding my bike along like the edges of the driveway that wasn't done yet.
Yes.
And there was a bunch of mesh at the end of the driveway for what they still had to lay in the driveway. And I drove my bike into the mesh and I fell into the mesh and it hurt.
Were you okay?
Yeah, I was fine.
Do kids
Couple
still
scrapes.
Ride bikes? Do we ride bikes? Does everything have to be done? Why are we talking about this with the parents watching all the time, the helicopter parents?
Oh,
we
yeah.
used to take off on our bikes. Me, Brian Pitts, Chris Warden, Dan Collins, the express purpose of taking off on our bikes, from both parties, mind you, us and our parents, was not to see them for the rest of the day and night. Their idea was, get the hell out of here. Our idea was, we don't want you around us, so off we'd go on our bikes, exploring. You can't do that anymore. Nobody even plays pickup basketball. All these playgrounds are empty. We even played pickup baseball. You couldn't hit to right field. It was like a 4-on-4. If you hit to right field, it's an automatic out. Nobody does this anymore.
And that's why Baldwin Wiffle Ball was invented, Joe.
Yes,
for that main purpose,
do
to bring it all back.
Do parents call you and complain about playing time in Baldwin Wiffle Ball? I've had enough of this crap.
No complaints, but the parents do watch. Parents do come and watch, yes.
Anyway, I honestly don't remember why I started talking about Ann Isabel. Oh, Andy Isabella.
Andy Isabella. Yeah. Not good enough. Trade for a wide receiver.
Call me crazy. I don't think he's the answer. But there's a lot of them out there. And one that I'd forgotten about until it started to pipe up again last night and this morning was DK Metcalf. What about him? And you'll have the established Steeler media saying,
"Whoa, whoa, whoa, they'll never do that. The Steelers would never do that."
Of course, they're the same people who tell you that they would never bring in Russell Wilson. They would never bring in Justin Fields. Last I checked, they did both, plus Patrick Queen. Plus, they were absolutely in on Davante Adams and Brandon Ayuk. They're absolutely willing to take on money. They're absolutely willing to part with resources. But now we've reached the point, if the idea was to cut down on the money committed and get the best deal possible, fewer resources committed, well, for better or worse, Omar Khan's made it to deadline day, right?
For better or worse.
We're finally at the old rummage sale here and looking for the best deal. Maybe there's still one to be had. Maybe by the end of the day, Omar Khan looks brilliant. He doesn't right now, but maybe he will. And what about DK Metcalf? And I read somewhere today that, oh, you know, we're down to the scrap heap, and we're even looking at the likes of Adam Thielen. All right, he's hurt. I get that. But he has returned to practice. And just last year, Adam Thielen had 100 catches. Like, we're not talking about, do you like garage sales, flea market type things? Some people obsessed with them limits.
Not obsessed with them. I'll go to them. Typically don't get anything. Sometimes I will at the local church flea market.
You'll go into the flea market willing to spend a couple bucks?
I found some good things. Like I found a 91-92 Penguins plaque with all the wins in the playoffs
on it.
There
you go. I love those things.
$25.
Yeah. Well, not everything in there is just like, you know, not everybody available right now is just a cheap bum. Not everybody is a 91-92 Penguins plaque with a crack on the glass. Adam Thielen just last year caught 100 passes. If I have assurance that this guy is healthy, he's an answer for me. A big-time answer. You heard Patrick Peterson, who knows way more about dealing with wide receivers than I do, raving about Adam Thielen with the PM guys. 100 catches last season. I don't care who he was playing for. 100 catches is 100 catches. Only 9 times in Steelers history has anybody had 100 catches. Only 3 times where the person wasn't named Antonio Brown. Can you name the other 3? Go ahead, Limits. I'll give you all the time you want. I don't feel well. I've had too much coffee and was arguing with Crowley for hours.
Could you repeat the question, please?
No. Yes. It seemed like a fairly straightforward question, but you might have been distracted.
I needed time to think about it.
3 Steelers not named Antonio Brown have had 100 catches in a season. Please name them.
Hines Ward.
Right.
John Stallworth.
Wrong.
Willis Lips.
Wrong. Wrong. I'm sorry. Juju.
Yeah, Juju.
And the last one you might not have gotten. Good old wrong way Deontay. Sure, he ran backwards on 95 of them, but he did catch over 100
balls.
Wow. Yep. How about
that? All recent.
How about that?
I mean, can the expanded ways of passing in the NFL now compared to the 70s. Didn't think Stallworth would have got there. New Swan didn't.
I know. It was a good guess. I wouldn't have gotten him either, I don't think. I don't know if I would have gotten Deontay.
Juju and Deontay.
Point being that Adam Thielen, it's not like he's 39 years old. It wouldn't be Jerry Rice on the Broncos here. The dude has a hamstring injury. If he's healthy, he's a guy that can play inside, outside, beat man, beat zone, be open all the time. He's Cooper Kupp, basically. And we know the Steelers were in on him, too. 412-928-9370. Here are my questions for you. 928-9370. If I gave you a choice of a receiver, let's say Adam Thielen or Mike Williams or Tyler Boyd, who nobody ever mentions anymore, or a defensive lineman, Calais Campbell or Chase Young, what would you rather have? What do you think would be more important? More impactful for the Steelers to have with their whole division left. You tell me. Dulac reporting today again that the Steelers feel like people such as Calvin Austin, that their games have been elevated. Who else am I thinking of behind Pickens?
Van Jefferson.
Jefferson. That's the other one. That their games have been elevated. Here, that maybe there's not so much to worry about. I beg to differ. In the arms race that is the AFC, with shootouts pending in the playoffs against the likes of Mahomes, Allen, Stroud, Jackson, Who knows? Burrow. You got to have all the weapons you can have. So I think it's very important to get a receiver. Then again, I'm not sure it's not more important to fortify yourself up front on defense. And it depends on who. Like, if you're giving me Mike Williams or Calais Campbell or Chase Young, I think I'm taking the defensive lineman. If that's my choice. And by the way, there's no rule about bringing in two guys. You're allowed to do that, too.
That's probably what I would do at this point. I mean, a Chase Young type. I'd probably want Calais Campbell more as an interior defensive lineman more so than an outside guy like Chase Young.
No, right. You take either. I just want help on the defensive line because I got a guy who's 35 that he's 35. I got an up and down young nose tackle and a guy in Ogunjobi who by every available measurement is having a bad year.
Yeah, he has one or two games then disappears for three games.
I just watched the Cowboys and Giants come into Acrisure Stadium and run on this team. That's what I saw.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, the conversation changes, of course, if we're talking DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf?
Significantly.
Let's hear what Jason Lockenfora told the morning guys in between my arguments with Crowley.
Are any of the guys in Seattle available, do you think?
Well, a lot of people are calling on DK Metcalf. There's no two ways about it. You know, John Schneider really likes him. He's one of his favorite players, the GM out there. But they played Tyler Lockett, and they probably wish maybe in hindsight they didn't, but they did. And Jackson Smith and Jigba is their best receiver, and they're going to have to pay him. And the defense needs help. And they got a rookie head coach, and they didn't make any splashes in the offseason. They didn't make any significant moves. You know, it was kind of about playing the long game. Well, yeah. That injury isn't very significant, and he's probably the – I don't even say probably. He would be the best guy to get moved at the deadline, and there's still a handful of teams who really would like to add a wide receiver and add one of some significance. So, yeah, I mean, I wrote about this in the Washington Post a week ago or so. I think the calls have only intensified. He's a difference maker. I mean, that body type, what he can do, the spatial awareness of the sidelines and the body control and the physicality – I think he'd be a great fit in this division. I think he can play AFC North football.
Sign me up. Sound like Jason was getting attacked by a pack of rabid dogs there, but that's okay too.
His dog likes DK Metcalf, apparently, to the Steelers.
Listen, you were surprised to hear that Chase Young's only 25. DK Metcalf is only 26. Ron covered him 30 years ago, didn't he?
He did. That would be an expensive ask, though, for DK Metcalf.
Nah, who cares? They were more expensive than Ayuk? More expensive than Devontae? Maybe.
Do you hear about the trade that the Cowboys made today?
Who cares about expenses at this point? Now, what happened?
Jonathan Mingo, wide receiver, former second-round pick of the Panthers, has been traded to Dallas for a fourth-round pick.
What are his numbers?
Just okay. I mean, he's their third receiver behind Rongway, Deontay, and Adam Thielen.
So, all right, tell me about DK Metcalf's contract then. What are we looking at? Limits? You were very forward there about this would be an expensive acquisition. Does he need to be signed to a new deal? Well, what's his status right now?
So in 25, he has a base salary of $18 million. Now, in terms of the amount of money that's going to count against
change.
The cap, it's
that's
31.
Peanuts. It's peanuts. Oh, 31?
That's, 31 against the cap in 25, yes.
Stretch it out with a new deal. I'm way past, like decades past, people worrying about the Steelers and money. It seems to me they always re-sign who they want to re-sign and bring in who they want to bring in. And if they have to deal with money issues to do that, there's a million different ways. This is DK Metcalf we're talking about. 1,100 yards last season on just 66 catches. 17 yards a catch, 8 touchdowns. Russell Wilson, quite familiar with his work, yes? I mean, this would be a grand slam still. I wasn't thinking the Steelers still had a chance to hit a grand slam. This is the guy.
Now, would Seattle want $21 million as a dead cap for next year, though? That's a lot of money to eat.
I don't know. I don't know what they would want. There's a reason why people are saying he's on the market. They have somebody else as their top receiver now. Metcalf 2 years ago, 1,000 yards on 90 catches and 6 touchdowns. This year, when he's not the main guy anymore, he's still on pace for, you know, 70 or 80 catches, over 1,000 yards, and 6 or 7 touchdowns. That's not as the number one guy. Bring him in here. I don't care what you have to do. He's my number one priority. After him, it's Adam Thielen. You?
Yeah, I'd say Metcalf number one. Thielen two. Maybe Calvin Ridley thrown in there.
Tell me about Calvin Ridley. Is Calvin Ridley on the market?
Calvin Ridley is kind of on the market. Christian Kirk was more on the market than Calvin Ridley was in Jacksonville. Would the Jags want to move off another wide receiver? If so, it's just a complete and utter
the Jags
fire sale
should be
there.
Ready to move off everybody.
Well, yeah, coach, Peterson will be gone.
Their coach, their quarterback, their entire franchise.
And just paid the quarterback.
Move to England. They can play all their games in London. They stink.
They're the biggest disappointment of the year.
No doubt. So things are heating up. That's what I like. I'd love to hear from you. If I gave you a choice of the Mike Williamses of the world or a Tyler Boyd compared to a Calais Campbell or Chase Young, what would be your priority? You may have another position in mind. There's guys available out there. What's your priority if you're the Steelers by 4 p.m. today? 412-928-9370. And does DK Metcalf spark your interest? You just heard Lock and Fora say teams are calling. That doesn't mean that they do it, but logically, there's some sense here to this. Can you imagine that guy walking in here? And again, that's somebody with whom Russell Wilson is quite familiar. There was once a season, not that long ago, where DK Metcalf had 83 catches for 1,300 yards and 10 touchdowns with a man named Russell Wilson as his quarterback. Do you remember those days, Limits? Of course you do. And the very next year, 75 catches for 12 touchdowns. He's only 26. I can't believe that. It feels like he's been around for 15 years. So yeah, man, that would be a home run. For me, that would be of almost, I think of anybody on the board at the whole trade deadline at any position, that would be my guy. Now, then it becomes, of course, what are you willing to give up? Whatever. I don't care. Not a first round pick, obviously. A second rounder? A third rounder? Yes, I would. The Steelers have enough young talent around. They've hit on enough early draft picks to where they don't have to desperately cling to the second and third round pick, or third round pick, I should say. It's not like, man, we need an infusion of youth. We can't get rid of a second round pick. No, you can. That's the whole point, is that you've hit on a number of these picks in the past couple of years, so you already have a pretty good abundance of under 25 talent. You have that luxury. Now, by the way, did I mention this guy's only 26? So you're adding a young player. complications to re-sign, all of that. Yeah. They've done it before. They could do it again. You've got Zach Frazier. Hopefully Fatanu. Little Peyton Wilson here, a little Mason McCormick there, little Joey Porter Jr. here, a little Keanu Benton there, a little Nick Herbig here, a little Mount Washington there. Come on, man. They've got young talent. When did everybody become a GM? Oh, my God, a second-round pick? The franchise will fold. For DK Metcalf? Who cares?
I mean, I'd do a second and more, and Calvin Ridley's on Tennessee now. I mean, easy to forget, very forgettable franchise right now other than our buddy Mason. But I'd give up a second. I'd give up a second and a fifth. I would package that for DK Metcalf. Why not? Even if it's a fifth and 25,
if you were,
26.
If you were fairly confident you could re-sign him, but he still has a year left anyway. So, yes, that's where I stand, is DK Metcalf is number one on my whole board. Then I think it's Adam Thielen second. And then a defensive lineman before receiver, believe it or not. Because I feel like I could get by with the guys I have. And if the choice was to be Mike Williams, for example, or Calais Campbell or Chase Young, man, that is so tempting. I'd rather have the better player at a still very important position for the Steelers. And I'll remind you one more time that they're about to face some really, really good offenses, like one after another, practically. The exception of Cleveland, of course. And they've been run on. They've been run on. And aside from Cam, it's been very up and down on the defensive line, and there's no depth. 412-928-9370. Let's discuss this on trade deadline day. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Brian Batko going to join me right around noon, right after Tomlin. The Tomlin news conference at noon should be very interesting. Maybe the Steelers will have a new player by then. Do you have a little bell ringer there? Can you ring a bell every time an angel gets its wings and every time there's an NFL trade limits?
I could find one.
Did you have a big wheel as a kid, or what was your vehicle of choice when you were really little?
Yeah, we had one of those big wheel trucks that we would drive around the yard. We also had bikes. I rode my bike a lot.
Yeah.
I rode my bike a lot with my grandfather in Youngstown at the little park.
We'd
bike ride for 5, 6, 7 miles just up and down the trail in the woods. It was very nice.
Nothing like it, is there?
No, I miss those days.
So do I. I miss the big wheel. All right. 412. Not.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.